front-end gateway that allows you to access all of the XML tapes. Then you have the open URL resolver that allows you to access content stored within the, all the ARC files. And then just to give you an idea of some of the tools that we're using, for XML tapes, we use we have various implementations of the indexing. One of them is using the Berkeley DB Java edition. Another one just uses serialized Java objects. We're using OCLC's OAI Cat for all of our OAI PMH interfaces. For ARC files, we're using the Heritrix API. And then we use MySQL as our back-end repository. Just to give you a quick, just summarize it real quick. It's the Adora Archive is a write-once, read-many storage approach for digital objects and constituent data streams. Our use case at LANL was basically we have a mandate of being able to store locally over 600 million records. So we basically subscribe to a bunch of providers and we harvest all of their information and we need to provide access to all their scientists within a common interface so we don't have all of these external references. And so that's why write once, many. So we ingest the contents, normalize it, and then archive it into the XML tapes and the ARC files. The interconnection file-based mechanism to store the XML and binary data. The protocol level allows you a level of abstraction that allows you to modify the stuff underneath without you know impacting the longevity or the future state of the system. So it's basically stable storage and access mechanisms. While the indexing technologies change, the content that's stored in the XML tapes will never, you'll always be able to access it because it's XML. And then we're distributing all of our software and the solution underneath the LGPL license, which is available from the our website. And then we also have a listserv. And then I'll show you real quick. Basically, I just have a quick little, so this just kind of shows you some of the OAI PMH requests. So this is just a list identifier on the archive accessor. Indicates, so up here you'll notice that this is the gateway, which is up to this handler. And then when you send it into the servlet, it knows that this identifier indicates a new tape. So you can essentially have you can have unlimited amounts of XML tapes served through one servlet. Then the calls, so this is the list identifiers. Then get record, in our particular case, we've got the diddles, which have basically, we're using XML signature for each one of our records to verify the content. Then we use like DII, DC terms. Then for the ARC file resolver, this is just content from open URL call, comes in, XML comes back to me. Alternatively, if I want to send in a request for a PDF, I get my PDF. This is all through the open URL resolver. And then the registry, they're just real simple. Just information that's contained within there, tape file, tape index, location, you know, what is the plugin for the particular index that I'm using, and what is the base URL, similar location is stored for the ARC file. So I rushed through just so there'd be plenty of time for questions. Is there any questions? Okay. Oh, yeah.
So, can you tell us about some of the applications? I mean, it seems like ways this framework can build applications easily. Can you can say a few words about some of the applications you started from a building out here. That's
sure. Yeah, it's a lower level repository. I mean, it's the plumbing that you guys shouldn't have to worry about. And so we've done a lot of work in trying to streamline, how you store things and how you access them using standards. And we've done that with this solution. On top of this, what you can do is you can provide, let's say, a search engine that indexes all of the content across all of these tapes. So then you can have federated systems that can perform searches, and so you could have each. You know, institution A, B, and C all use this framework, and they all have, institution A has a searching interface that has a common interface, and then B to and C have the same one, and then they can essentially reference each other's indexes and all search across the same interface. Like one of the things that we're developing now is a Lucene interface that has, you can do federated searching on this. So it uses XPath to index all of the data fields that you have, that you care about. So you just basically does crosswalk everything to Dublin Core. You can search it across Dublin Core. Then you have, so us at LANL could have one implementation, and then say University of Ghent has another one, but you could actually map your to search Ghent's catalog too, because you have the same interface for searching, and then federated searches can be achieved just because you're all working with the same bedrock. But I mean, that's just one of the sample test cases that we're using, but you could build any number of things on top of it. It's just an easy way to get access to content. And I mean, within the library, we're implementing our Search Plus interface, which is basically our OPAC on top of this, and then some other things. So, any other questions? Okay.